God takes good care of me, Deborah Townley. Amen. 7:30, time now for the official start of the show, the Gospel Music Buffet, and welcome for those of you who are listening already. I love to start the show out with the Lord's Prayer. Here's Phil Driscoll. Amen. Phil Driscoll in the Lord's Prayer. And I want to do some shout-outs and some big God bless yous to some folks that I see are listening. And Sue and Don Estes, welcome back. Welcome back. We've held you up in prayer every week that you weren't here. I pray for you every night. And we're going to keep on doing that. So good to see you guys. Sue and Don Estes, God bless you both, listening over in Eubank, Kentucky. Kathy Parker listening down in Brighton, Tennessee. Stephanie Preston is listening all the way down in Clinton, Mississippi. Sue Pointer jumped on a little bit early with me. I always try to get on about 10 or 15 minutes early so I can kind of get away from the light rock and segue into this music with something that is a little more sacred, a lot more sacred, actually. And it's a very hard transition to go from the light rock sound into a gospel program and then out of the gospel program back into the light rock sound that we manage. But Sue Pointer, thank you so much. God bless you for listening down in Somerset, Kentucky. And I think Lindsay Lashley, Chloe Hargis's precious daughter, is going to be listening tonight. I haven't heard from her yet. But a lot of the songs that I've scheduled for tonight have me thinking about the Hargis family tonight, have me thinking about heaven's gain and their loss. Chloe went home to be with the Lord on, I believe it was Thursday, and it's still hardly soaking into all of us who loved her and cared for her. So hopefully my prayer with this music this evening, and I talked to God, I said, Lord, just provide some peace and comfort and let the Hargis family feel your presence during this show. And hopefully, well, if you ask God, you know he's going to take care of it. No, there's no hopefully about it. So hopefully the music that I've selected will be a comfort and peace to them. And, you know, we're just going to let the Spirit lead us through this show. Going to kick it off now with the Booth Brothers and Feeling at Home in the Presence of Jesus. Good evening, everybody. God bless you.
Feeling at home in the presence of Jesus, hearing him call me his own, just feeling at home, feeling at home. Putting my feet right under his table, knowing I won't be alone, just feeling at home. Find what I found, contentment and peace from above. Feeling at home in the presence of Jesus, laying way back in his love. Warming myself by the fires of his Spirit, camping right close to the throne, just feeling at home. Being free, just feeling at home, feeling at home, feeling accepted, loved and forgiven, a part of his warm family, just feeling at home, I'm feeling at home. Told me I'd find what I found, contentment and peace from above. Feeling at home in the presence of Jesus, laying way back in his love. Warming myself by the fires of his Spirit, camping right close to the throne, just feeling at home.
Sandy Patty and a medley, Near to the Heart of God and Sweet Hour of Prayer, 7:45. I don't know why, but that song just went all over me tonight, and I'm glad I put it in the program. And maybe that's the reason I'm supposed to put it in there. You're probably going to hear me talking quite a bit about Chloe. So many wonderful memories. I first met her, I was thinking tonight, Chloe Hargis, I met her in college. We were both going to Somerset Community College, and I had just moved down from West Virginia in 1972, started college down there, and been going probably a month or two, and she came over and introduced herself to me because she had learned through some other mutual friends that we both had roots, deep roots, in McCrary County, where my dad is from, and she was so sweet to me. I'll never, ever forget that. And we talked, and she knew my grandmother, my grandmother Cora Cooper, and my grandfather Clarence Cooper, and went to school with my cousin Vicky, and knew my Aunt Joan, and just on and on and on. So we had a lot in common right away. And later on, about a year later, she would campaign against me. Let me finish my whole story. In a student council election, and I'll tell you why, because she was very loyal. Once she gave her word on something, she would not go back on that. So she didn't know I was going to run for student council president, and she had already committed to the guy at the bookstore, Steve Wright, who was a great guy, and finally ended up winning the contest. But she came and explained to me, you know, Frank, we know blah, 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 and we might even be distant cousins, but I committed myself to Steve, and the newspaper office and the radio station at the college were backing him up. And I admired her for that and respected her and grew very close and developed a great friendship throughout the years. We would meet later on again at Christian Radio WTHL, and when Joey came out with group, I believe the Counselors, that was the name of the group. Larry Lovin sang bass, and I believe Eddie Epperson played piano. Of course, Joey is a great keyboardist too. And then we would meet at Lake 102 again in 1989 and start working there together. And I was just, the first time I heard her on the air, it just absolutely just blew me away. She was so smooth. And her transition from one song to another was so smooth, and her voice was so clear and rich. It just caught me off guard. And I'm never afraid to tell anybody how much I admire their talent and how much I admire their abilities and give somebody a genuine compliment. You don't want to be obsequious with somebody, but you want to give them a genuine compliment. And I did. And that admiration and respect has just grown throughout the years. She was an unconditional friend to me through my trials and tribulations. She loved me unconditionally, and I will never forget that. And then when I set up the gospel show about, goodness, it's been almost 5 years ago now that we aired our first gospel show. And shortly thereafter, you know, I think either she sent me a private message or made a comment. I can't remember. She gave me this advice, and it's such good advice. She said, just remember, Frank, play lots of Cathedrals and Gold City, And we both dearly love the cathedrals, and we both dearly love Gold City, and of course others too. But those two, and Chloe, honey, that was great advice. And, oh, goodness. So this is hard for me tonight, but even harder for the Hargis family. Please be much in prayer for them. They are precious, precious people. Her husband, Joey, and her daughters, Sarah and Lindsay, they're hurting right now. And I just hope that this music tonight, if they listen, provides some comfort to them and some comfort to you too, because we're all going to be making that journey someday. It's inevitable, you know. We're going to be going to heaven. And we need to think, you know, that's a positive thing. But what's so hard for me is knowing how much pain that my son's going to be in, my daughter's going to be in, just like Chloe's children are hurting right now. But they also have that strong faith and belief, knowing that their mama's in heaven and they're going to meet again someday. All right, Chloe, I'm thinking of you as I play the cathedrals tonight.
Jesus said, I believe him. Life will be sweeter someday.
I'm gonna
trust him, never doubt him. No matter what the folks may say. Can't turn away from him lightly.
Because the joys of heaven I'll miss.
For I will
live on up in glory. After what? After what?
Don't you know I'm gonna see
with the angels above.
I'm gonna talk
to the ones that I love.
I'm gonna tell
him about my troubles. After what? After what?
Well, I'm gonna march
down the streets of pure gold.
I'm gonna talk
to the prophets of old.
I'll be happy
up in glory. After what? After what?
see loved ones over yonder. Their tears are gone, but their hearts are.
The Hoppers and the Holy Hills of Heaven Call Me. Yes, Kathy Parker, indeed it is a Dottie Rambo song. Didn't they do a beautiful job on that? Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
Sue will see me and she's torn.
Gaither Vocal Band. I was talking to Terry the other night, and of course, I've thought about this many, many times as we progressively get older and our bodies start failing us, and, you know, this part quits working, this part creaks and groans, and this part hurts, and you know, just one thing after another, you know, and we're just getting to that point where we know what this life is all about, right? You know, where we really have a good perspective on what life is about and what we should be doing. And here we are going down the other side of the hill, but look what's waiting for us, you know? And I told Terry, I said, you know, it's a good thing. You know, that movie with Brad Pitt, I can't think of the name of it, where the guy regresses. He starts out as an old man, and then he becomes a young man, exactly opposite what we do, you know, starting out as a baby and so on and so forth, you know. The way God has it all set up, you know, is the right way, because if we felt as good as we did when we were younger, you know, we probably wouldn't be looking forward to the journey as much as we do right now, you know, and knowing that we're going to get a new body and we're going to, you know, all these aches and pains are going to go away, all our hurt and all of our pain, you know, and it's just going to be, it's gone. It's gone. And as Christians, we have that comfort and we have that knowledge. I cannot imagine going through this life not having that knowledge and not having this the security of knowing that Jesus Christ died for us and paid our sin debt so that we can go to heaven. I don't know how people do it. I don't know how they do it, because this life is so short. Here's the Florida Boys. By request, the prettiest flowers will be blue.
Prettiest friends of flowers. we say goodbye, how our hearts break, and oh, how we cry. Yet though we grieve, we still have hope, 'cause for all hearts of faith we trust and know
there is a hello after goodbye, a blessed reunion promised in time, and we will be with them far longer than we were without.
Spectacular. And that's so true. Legacy 5, Hello After Goodbye. It's 10 minutes past 8, and I want to play another one by the Cathedrals. In fact, about a year ago, when Chloe was operated on and lost one leg, then lost another leg, I was able to play this song for her daughter, Lindsay. Lindsay tuned into the show one evening, and I hurried up and set it up to where I could record the show, that we could send the link to Chloe and she could listen to the show while she was in the hospital. This is one of her favorite Cathedral songs, and I like it too. Hope you get a blessing from it.
Would you like to hear Danny sing Somebody Touch Me?
Many years he walked in darkness as he groped along the streets, with his hands stretched out for many years, or just one bite to eat. It's the story of the blind man who met Jesus on his way. With the master's touch, the man looked up as the scoffers heard him say.
George, I really wasn't going to say anything because there's been a lot of talk tonight, and it's all been great. And I said, well, no. And the devil tried to tell me, he said, you just get up there and sing. But I want to tell you something. I remember the day Jesus touched me. And I remember he changed my life completely. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, down on my knees in the backyard. The neighbors thought I had went slapped crazy. Because I began to shout in the Lord and what he is doing in my life. And I thank God for that this evening. I know without a doubt that Jesus has touched me.
One day he touched that crippled man. We made him walk again. Heaven master, he saw with pleasure that he had labored not in vain. But the story
Cathedrals, somebody touch me. Here are the tallies. Thinking about home. Thinking about you, Chloe, your home. God bless.
A penny for your thoughts, I said to the old man. As he sat there, on the park bench, all alone, with silver hair and wrinkled brow, eyes gleaming, he smiled and said, just thinking about my home. I sat down and we shared some laughs together, and the cinema of remembrance, it did roll. We talked about life's games, and yes, its losses. But mostly, he just talked about his home. He said, I'm thinking about home. Thinking about going home, dreaming about leaving here, ready to be moving on. It won't be long before the sun will set and I'll be gone, but until then I'll be thinking about home. I said, tell me, old man, where's your home and what's it like? He said, oh, ain't nothing round here that compares. You see, a king had it built and gave the deed to me.
about home, thinking about going home, dreaming about leaving here, ready to be moving on. It won't be long before the sun will set and I'll be gone, but until then I'll be thinking about home.
Do a lot of that, don't we, as we get older, thinking about home? Well, I don't mind telling you that I've been doing a lot of eye sweating while doing this show. I just got to keep it under control when I'm on the air. And it's hard. It's hard for me. And when I can feel the pain of friends that are hurting, it's hard to just sit here and be detached. Now, when I worked commercial radio and playing secular music, it was very easy to detach myself from the world and what was going on and just play music and do my job, go from point A to point B. But when I get into this music has so much meaning and so much spirituality to it, so much love and just so much everything that it just wraps me up. But I hurt. The physical part of me hurts, and I can only pray. And I feel so powerless in a situation like this. But that's all we can do. That's all we can do is just pray. Pray for those that are hurting. Pray for those that have lost loved ones. Pray for those that need healing. And we're going to do that a little bit later on in the program. I got to read a beautiful post, if I can get my phone to open up to it, because I can't see my computer from here. But Sue Estes was commenting, Sue, this life is but a vapor. I mean, you know, I know we've heard that a gazillion times, but it's so true. We first met, and she was reminiscing here, and she said, we all first met back in the late 70s at a Somerset Full Gospel Businessmen's International Monthly gathering. Yes, indeed we did. She said, yes, hallelujah, for his holy presence helping us overcome each challenge thus far. The Gospel Buffet gathering, praying for each other, continues to help all of us not to give up and pressing forward to finish strong. And she also commented that Sue Pointer and her late husband attended those monthly meetings with us too. Wow, there's been a few years. That was a very, very young, very young Frank Crabtree. I had zero gray hair back in those days. And you know, the crazy thing about it, gang, is I had a job working for an insurance company, and I used to wish that I had a little gray on the side because I looked so young. When I would go in and talk to somebody about life insurance, they would look at me like, what do you know, kid? You don't know anything. I thought, I wonder if I can get something, just got to touch up the side of my head a little bit, you know, give me a little bit of gray temples, you know, and to where I could, you know, with gray hair, supposedly is age. Age is wisdom. You know, we all associate those things, but I didn't. But I think back about that. Be careful what you wish for. I've got all the gray hair that I need right now, and somebody else's too. Anyways, this song right here is one that my family always sings, and we seems like we only see each other anymore at funerals when we've lost a loved one, lost a fellow member of the family. But we always end the service singing this song, and it always blesses my heart. It's a song of hope.
Here's an old favorite song. What a day, glorious day that will be. more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be.
What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be.
There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear. There'll be no sickness, there'll be no pain.
The Spear Family. Wasn't that beautiful? What a day that will be. What a day indeed that will be. And I'm going to honor a request by my Chloe's daughter earlier today when I posted what time we were going to do the show today and everything on Facebook. She made a request for this song. This song was played at Chloe's mother's funeral. She said Chloe loved this song. And she wanted to know if I would play it because she said this is what her mama Chloe is saying right now. Wish you were here. Here are the Kingsmen.
I can just see them walking on the shores of heaven, praising the Lord and watching the tide roll in. Friends that have gone on, oh, how I miss you so. And somehow I know if you could, then you'd let me know. Doesn't hurt anymore. Things couldn't be better, and heaven is worth waiting for. That you miss me too, until then, you'll be praying for me. And I know if you can here's what you'd say to me. Wish you were here, it's such a beautiful place. Wish you were here, nothing but clear sunny
Kingsman and Wish You Were Here. Here are the inspirations. If you only knew.
Have you prayed for a loved one struggling hard with pain? You asked the Lord for healing, but that healing never came. And in spite of all your efforts, the good Lord called them home. It's hard to let go when you're trying to hold on. Now you're down in the valley, looking up to the sky. Praying, Lord, you know what's best, but I don't understand why. If you could hear your loved one speaking now to you, they'd say you wouldn't be grieving if you only knew.
If you only knew, I'm just going home. Your prayers have been answered. My sickness is gone. Things look much better from heaven's view. The sun always shines. We're having a time. If you only knew.
body is present with the Lord. I'm in the arms of Jesus now, and I'm not suffering anymore. Hand in hand we'll stroll together down Heaven's Avenue. We're having a big celebration. If you only knew.
If you only knew. I'm just going home. Your prayers have been answered. My sickness is gone. Things look much better. Sun always shines, we're having a time. If you only knew, things look much better from heaven's view. The sun always shines, we're having a time. If you only knew.
Made the eyes sweat just a little bit, didn't it? Oh, my. 8:34. I'll try to get myself back together. This song is one I believe Chloe and Joey Hargis have both sung this in church many times. If I remember Lindsay telling me correctly, and my old geezer memory sometimes fails me. But I know she loved this song. And I know you love it too. Thinking of you, Chloe, and the Hargis family.
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's I can almost hear the trumpet, and Gabriel sounds the call. At the midnight cry, we'll be going home. When Jesus steps out prophecies fulfilling and signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear the Father.
When Jesus steps out.
played this one last week, but it was one of my favorites and close favorites too. And I think you love it too. Squire Parsons, Sweet Beulah Lane.
I'm kind of homesick.
It's 8:43. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, if you would, please. Heavenly Father, touch and comfort any hearts that are hurting right now, Lord. Give peace to those who are troubled. Father, we pray for our nation. We ask you to lead, guide, and direct our leaders, Father. We pray for a hedge of protection around our president, his cabinet, and his family, Lord. We pray for good health for all of them. Father, we ask you to bless our first responders, our policemen, our firemen. Bless our essential workers, people that have been going to work every day in spite of the COVID crisis, people who are keeping supplies stocked on our shelves, and supplies moving during this COVID crisis. Bless them, Lord. Protect them. Bless our healthcare workers. Bless and protect those serving in the armed forces around the world. Father, we pray for a hedge of protection around those in the path of Hurricane Isaiah. Lord, we lift up the following names before your throne. Many different needs. We pray for peace and comfort for the family and friends of Clo Hargis. We also pray for peace and comfort for family and friends of Pastor Jeff Fusion. We ask that you let them feel your presence, Lord. Hold them close as they are missing Clo and Pastor Jeff today and will be until the day when they are united again. Father, we pray for strength and healing for Jerry Andrews, Don Marie King, Crystal Schaefer, Christina Devlin, Billy McDaniel, Carol Martin, Carla Blankenship, Raina Simpson, all locked in a battle with cancer. We pray for continued healing for Judy Miller, Vivian Scott and her daughter. We pray for continued healing for Ann Preston. We pray for strength and healing for Bonnie Hilton, Candy Kirscher, Donna North, Jill Blair, Lori McQueen, Julia Maxwell, Tom Joyce, Jan Wilson, Ray Goggins. We pray for strength and healing for Rush Limbaugh, Alex Trebek, Gary Mosley, Misty Cundiff, Kelly Dalton, Beverly Jasper and her sister. We pray for strength and healing for Retha Morrow, Pastor Bill Hall Sr., Kenzie Rourke, Alexandria Henning, Eric Long, Janie Beam, Dwayne Gaines, Linda Sewell, Tom Crow, Olivia Newton-John. We ask you to continue to bless Brother Claude Davis and his wife, Evelyn. We're praying for strength and healing and peace and comfort for Sue Estes and Don Estes. Let them feel your presence, Father. Give them that comfort and peace. We pray for my brother, Steve. You know the need. And for my Aunt Kathleen. All these things we ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
My heart can sing when I pause to remember a heartache here is but a stepping stone along the path that's always winding upward. This troubled world is not my final home, but until then my heart will go their value if we recall the borrowed for a while, and things of earth that cause this heart to tremble, remember
As I entered the gates of that city, my loved ones all knew me well. They took me down the streets of heaven, the scenes too many to tell. I saw Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac, Mark, and Timothy. But I said,
I
Happy Goodman's I Bowed on My Knees and Cried Holy. It's 8:54, and I've gone over tonight. I didn't mean to do that, but I did. And thank you for staying with me, those of you who have, and those of you who have not. I totally understand, because you probably, you know, planned your evening around me being done at 8:45. But I want to thank you, Sue Lockard, tuning in. And thank you, Sue, listening down in Bronston, Kentucky. And Sue gave me so much help, Sue Lockard, getting music together for this whole adventure into gospel music again on Frank and Terry Radio. And that was 5 years ago, almost 6 years ago now, that she helped me and so much. And love her to death. She's my cousin. But more than that, she's my precious friend. And God bless you, Sue. Thank you again so much for tuning in. I'm going out with this song that I saw Lindsay Close's daughter post today on Facebook. I love this song. And it's a beautiful song. It's by Donna Taggart. It's called Jealous of the Angels. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. God bless each and every one of you. Hope you have a wonderful evening and a blessed week. God bless you. Good night.
Just jealous of the angels. tonight.